You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any up in savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
Ready when you are, Egg. Jack, Wang, Egg Chan, and the Changxings have just left the Dragon of the Black Pearl, all ready to go into the Wing Kong Trading Company to rescue Mel Ying and Gracie Law. It is raining, they're in a back alley, they're walking along. Egg Chan is trying to get out of the rain, he has his umbrella. Jack does not want to get wet again. He's been wet so many times in this movie already, so he's trying to keep underneath the umbrella, which is very hard because Egg Chan is very small and he won't let go of it. He doesn't bother Wang Chi. Jack Burton tells him, well, this is a great start, Egg. You're going, it's the other way. And his response is, you've tried the front door and it got you nowhere. Wang Chi says that a brave man likes to feel nature on his face. Egg Chan responds, a wise man has enough sense to get out of the rain. Then we cut to Egg Chan's garage, his home, where he is. And this is an old abandoned firehouse, and this is the same firehouse they use in the movie Ghostbusters. It's in New York. A lot of the effects were done by the same company that worked on Ghostbusters and this movie. So I want to read you part of the script. In the book, The Making of Big Trouble in Little China, they have extracts from the screenplay of Big Trouble in Little China, and this is what it says about Egg Chan's garage. A converted, dilapidated firehouse. Egg's silly bus taking up most of the space, which he doesn't. An old futon bed in the watch station. Books and bottles of strange Chinese chemicals overflowing from those few small rooms leading off the garage. Jack's drinking all this in, the way everyone else feels instantly at home here, while Egg busies himself in one of those rooms crammed with bottles and jars. Jack Burton. He lives here, Wang Chi. He owns the whole block. He's a very rich guy. So that's an extract from the screenplay. It's a great book if you ever get to... It's out of print now. Very hard to get. You might be able to find a second-hand one, but it's the official making of Big Trouble in Little China. So that was the description in the screenplay. I guess the firehouse was a lot bigger. The bus does not take most of the room up, and it's full of sort of, well, not junk, but it's full of bottles and strange things that he lives. Egg Chan walks in very quickly, takes off his coat and rushes to the back of the firehouse. Wang and the Changxing goes over to this sort of bin and take out weapons. This is where Wang Chi gets his sword. So he doesn't have it to start with. He gets his sword from sort of a bin of weapons that's in the corner. And Jack's just sort of looking around. He asks Wang that he lives here and that Egg Chan is actually a very rich guy. He owns the whole block of buildings, and but he still drives a tour bus. Jack calls this place a dump to Western eyes. The stuff in these bottles is priceless. This is when Egg walks back into the room. He has now changed his clothes completely, very quickly. He's now in sort of wearing black and he's carrying lots of stuff, bags, the six demon bag, obviously, we find out later, little potions, and he's holding a big flashlight which he is looking into, checking that it works. And he kind of looks at them and goes, all set, as he pulls up his trousers. And great acting here from Kurt Russell as always through this whole movie. Just sort of looks at it and goes, yeah, ready when you are, Egg. Then it cuts quickly to Egg ordering the Chang Sings to open this sort of slide door that's off to the side. It's sort of a black slide-up door, and it reveals a fire pole that goes down a hole in the floor to a very dark, sort of mysterious place. There's sort of like these flashing green lights, and the Chang Sing just slide down it. Jack is watching, not impressed, does not know where this is going. And as he does, always asks a question, where does it go? Down. Lopan is down there. Like, down where? His response from Jack Burden. And a very strange response from Egg Chan. Where is the universe? And then, I don't know why he says that, just where? Where is the universe? And Wang Chi just says, come on, Jack, don't be afraid. And Jack's like, please, I'm not afraid. Are you kidding? And then he sort of looks at them and goes over. But when he turns his face and they can't see his face, he's back to being petrified and does not want to go down. Doesn't want to go down there. So we cut down to, we're entering the underworld. This is the catacombs beneath San Francisco. And this place is called the Bog of the Dead Trees. So this is why are there trees underground? Egg Chan does explain a bit later on why. Again, Jack asks where they are, and Wang Ji tells them, underneath Chinatown. So then we cut to Lopan. Lopan is sitting in this chair, and with very large vases on each side, one on each side. And this is called the Honourable Hall of the Infernal Judge. And it's the one with the golden Buddhas that are all along the side, and the gold gong at the end. This is where Lopan will meet his end at the end of the movie. Spoilers if you haven't seen it. So you've got Lopan sitting in this square. He looks so grumpy at this point. I don't know why, but he's just so pissed off. And in front of him, standing up, is Gracie Law and Mao Ying, obviously still under the spell because they don't move. They're being controlled. At the other end of the room, up against, standing in front of the gold gong, are Rain, Lightning, and Thunder. So now Thunder just jumps down. He's shirtless, looking very cool. He has these very cool weapons. They're sort of like, they look like a bit like the Bafleths, I call them, from Star Trek, or the Klingon weapons. They're sort of like a half moon, and they also have a dagger on them. But if you look, if you pause it here, he's kind of spinning them around and holding them up in the air. He has has wristbands, one on each wrist, of like a tiger print, and then with like studs on them. So he starts to move towards Mao Ying and Gracie Law, and he's doing all these spinning of the weapons, and I think this must be some way of to do with the spell, or I guess they're going to do this spell of the burning blades to see if they are strong enough or have something inside them that if they can survive this, he can marry them, and they're strong enough to break the curse. So this must be all setting up something. So Thunder has a part in this. So he kind of does that. And we cut back to Lopan, who's still looking really pissed off. And then we have like a close-up of the eyes of the girls, both green eyes of Mao Ying and Gracie Law. And then we cut back to the bog of the dead trees. Egg is leading the way over all these trees. Jack is looking down at it's not water, as he asks. That's what he says. That is not water. So they sort of they're walking over a plank, and it's going over a sort of a black liquid, but it's kind of a layer of smoke over the top of it. And Egg Chang tells them that's black blood of the earth. And rightly so, Jack says, you mean oil? And Egg just says, no, I mean black blood of the earth. That's what I said. I would have said oil if I meant oil. But he's like, it's black blood of the earth. Now, Egg starts to explain that 1,000 years ago, there was huge earthquakes and turned the world upside down. Many normal people were killed. Many unnatural people roamed free to commit great offences against the gods. So that's his explanation. So 1,000 years ago, a huge earthquake and it turned the world upside down, killing many people. So that's probably why we've got trees under the ground. And they're walking over, sort of going the opposite way now. It seems to have got across the blood river. And to one side, now they're crossing back over to the other side to work this sort of maze of tunnels and catacombs underneath San Francisco. and they're walking over a really big tree, fallen tree. So then we cut back to the hall, and Thunder is still going on. He's taking a long time to get to the end, so really putting on a show. And he gets to Mao Ying and Gracie Law, and he lays his weapons at their feet, stands to one side, and then Lo Pan orders Rain to go next. Thunder just sort of turns and looks at Rain, and it's almost like a competition, I always thought, with these two here at this point. It was that sort of look it gives you, like, almost like, come on, beat that. It's almost like he's putting on a show, and of, you know, all these martial arts and all these weapons that we can do, and he kind of looks to Rain and say, come on, beat that. I'm not sure if I'm taking that the right way, but that's how I always took it. Very funny. So then Ray steps down. He's on these, like, a three steps, and he's stepping down, but he steps down with the longest stride ever. So if you watch it, he's striding down this step, putting on a big show, and then he pulls out the swords, and he starts spinning them around and doing all these things. And then we have a close-up of Gracie Law. And I just happened to pause it at this moment, and I hadn't noticed before, but she's actually wearing small green earrings, like a little bit bigger than studs, but little green earrings. So I hadn't realised that. So Rain is still doing his things with the sword spinning up and round, and he does this really cool, turns his back on them, on the women, and bends backwards, spinning the swords, and then moves up and moves back between them. Between Mao Ying and Gracie Law, holds the swords out, and Gracie and Mao Ying grab hold of the swords. Rain moves away, and then they make these kind of fist movements. They go like, ha, with their fists. It's almost like rock, paper, scissors that Rain does. He kind of does a fist, then a paper on top. And also, now lightning gets involved. Now, he doesn't come down the Buddhas or the walkway. He just stands at the upper end of the room, upper end of the hall, in front of the golden dong, and the does his part, and the swords light up. I always thought that they should be green, but they're kind of like just like white, and the swords start to lift Mao Ying and Gracie Law up to the ceiling. So they're all getting involved here. So Lo Pan, Thunder, Rain, and Lightning, all using their magical powers to raise the women up to the ceiling. They go really, really high. And then there's just this white, then the camera fills them up, and there's this white light bulb. It's just like a white orb, but it just looks like a light bulb. And they touch it. And above, the camera moves up, and we actually see that it's connected to a gold head with these green eyes. So when the women touch it, the green eyes light up. And it really does just look like a light bulb, because you can actually almost see the black wire that connects the head to this orb that they have to touch. But never mind. So Lo Pan stands up. They have survived the burning blade and tamed the savage heart. So they've survived this test. He survived this test that is called the burning blade. And it's tamed the savage heart. And he announces that he will marry both women. He tells them to prepare them. And Rain, Lightning, and Thunder all go, hi, and sort of bash their hands together, fists, go, hi. Which people have called that kind of incorrect, because hi is Japanese. But I think that's a bit nitpicky. It just sounds cool. So, yes. And that's where I'm stopping it. And really cool scenes. On the commentary, I always like to listen to the commentary of John Carpenter and Kurt Russell over this part of the movie. And they are still talking about other movies, movie making, and what goes in, like working on the script and working with different directors. And if some directors have like a vision and some directors don't. And Kurt Russell is always saying that he knows when he's watching a John Carpenter movie. He can tell that, and he also says that some directors are there. He sort of describes it as sort of just controlling traffic, you know, tell it just camera here, so you know, no vision, just sort of getting it done. But then there's no real heart behind it, and it's very difficult sometimes when you're working with someone who doesn't have vision and is or directors, and what they're kind of talking. I wish they were talking about the scenes, but they're just sort of, it's always nice to hear them talk, and they're just sort of catching up, like they haven't spoken for a long while. And he's sort of describing sort of lots of, there are different type of directors. And yeah, so I hope you enjoy this part of the movie and that you'll join me again. Thank you. If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. Patreon.com/Bigger Trouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.